Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The same week that I interviewed Bishop Willie Walsh was when we got word from the redress board about Maureen's case. If you remember earlier, I was telling you about the fact that I submitted the information on her behalf to ask the redress board to consider hearing Maureen's case in full. The next tape that you're going to hear is the reaction from Maureen when she got word from the redress board, and ultimately the decision that they made around her case.
Right, it's recording, I think.
Okay, God, I haven't even read it from the start. Okay, just in the front, readdress institution, redress board. Dear Miss Sullivan, refer to your application. Please find and close a copy of the documents of the board in respect of the preliminary hearing, which took place at the board's office on the 4th of the 9th, 2007. This award of the applicant in this case and the records and the submission made by the council on behalf of the applicant, the board accepts that the applicant was admitted to St Mary's, New Ross, County Wexford. As outlined in the record, the board, however, accepts that the applicant, during her time in New Ross, resided in St Aidan's Industrial School. So now? By God, Stephen, fair play to you. Oh, God, after all these years, 4 years, long years. I was going to give up, Stephen, I really was. Whew. Oh, my God, after all that time, Stephen, thank you so much.
Hearing Maureen read that letter, how did that make you feel?
I was happy for her. I was happy that she had that moment where she was listened and she was heard. And I suppose she got justice for what she had suffered. And that was important to me. But at the same time, I had 70 hours worth of material from all these other women that I had met and interviewed. So now I had to put a documentary together. And I wanted to try and tell all the other women's stories. And that was really hard and really difficult. But over the next couple of months, Ger and I worked really well together in editing down all that material until we got to the point of submitting the documentary to the Galway Film Festival for consideration. And I was really hopeful. I was really excited with the idea that this story and the impact that this story was going to have on a wider audience was potentially going to be seen at the Galway Film Festival. And as we waited over the weeks, I suppose the excitement grew with myself and the women with the idea of how will they be perceived? How will the story be perceived? And then I got word back from the Galway Film Festival that we hadn't been accepted.
I remember living with you in London at that time, and that decision really did affect you. Can you just tell us like what was going through your head at the time when you heard that news?
It was torturous, really. I became really unhappy in my job and I didn't really want to stay in London anymore. I felt that I needed to go home because there was something just drawing me back to Ireland to finish out this story. And I remember I rang Ger and I said, listen, I'm quitting my job and I'm going up to protest about the decision that this documentary wasn't going to be included. That's how passionate I was about the project. I wasn't prepared to let that decision deter me from getting the outcome that I felt the women deserved, which was their stories being heard in a wider platform. So I just remember I flew back to Ireland, met Ger in Limerick, got into the car. The weather was absolutely atrocious. We were wearing suits, we were like the Men in Black, heading up the road to Galway. Got to the Galway Film Festival and knocked on the door and asked for the Galway Film Festival director. And the person who answered the door was like, oh, he's out at the moment, he's at meetings. And I thought, oh, here we go, the usual stuff. So I thought, well, that's fine. I said, we're going to stay here until we get to speak with him. And she was like, sorry, who are you? And I was, well, we submitted a documentary on behalf of survivors of the Magdalen Laundries. And I'm actually really upset that their story isn't going to be shown at the Galway Film Festival. And I want the festival director to see a new cut that we had made.
So what was her reaction to the two of you arriving at her door?
So she was in shock. She didn't know what to do. So she went back into the office and you could hear her on the phone talking to the festival director. And he was walking down the hallway then to meet with us. And he brought us into another room and he said, right, what are you doing here? And I said, look, we submitted a documentary for the Galway Film Festival. It's been rejected, but I just feel so passionately about the story that I really want you to revisit the decision that you made. So he said, look, like everybody else, submissions were made, people were successful, and people weren't. And unfortunately, in this instance, I can't look or reconsider an entry again. And I just said, look, please just look at this cut that we've made. Just consider it. Just listen to the story that is being told. And I'm telling you that this will help change your mind. So I gave him the CD anyway, and he went off down the hallway back into his room. Myself and Jer were waiting in the other room and we were talking to the woman that we had met first. And obviously I was nervous and I was excited and I didn't really know what was going to happen, and I could just hear him walking back. And really, as he was walking up towards me, my heart was just jumping out of my chest because I just really wanted it to be a yes. And he said, look, I've watched it and it is really powerful and the women's stories are gripping, but we have made a decision not to accept this at the Galway Film Festival. And I can't just change my mind because you have asked me to change my mind. We have processes here. I was gutted. So then he goes, but what I can do is I can allow it to be screened at the same time that the Galway Film Festival is happening. That's what I can do. I was so grateful. I just couldn't believe that somebody was willing to take a shot on us. On the women, really. And while he made it clear that we had to do all the marketing and the advertising and the selling of the tickets and the promotion of it and all the things that go with getting your documentary out there for a festival like that, I was more than up for the challenge. In fact, I knew that I was just going to blow their socks off and I was going to show them that this story was not going to be just a flash in the pan, but it was going to be something that people were talking about for a very long time to come.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.